Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle Podcast.
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah!
Puckle!
Puckle.
And welcome to the 480th episode of the Puckle Podcast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch, here today with my spectacular, as always, co-host. We've got Jushiro.
Some say, hey everyone.
And then we have, of course, got the one and only Sublime.
Hello.
That's the energy we need.
Listen, we'll get into it, but like I have like 7 inches of snow outside and more.
Oh yeah, me here.
Oh
too.
No, what? Okay, you guys are in the wrong place for that.
Yeah, we are the wrong place for that.
We are.
Welcome to the Puckle Podcast. Puckle, of course, standing for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, a nonsensical name we came up with in 2007. We're here to talk everything Pokemon, from the video game to the trading card game to everything in between. Today is going to be, it's a trading card game topic. We haven't done trading card game on the main show in a while.
It's not a happy topic, but.
No, absolutely not.
Regarding the TCG, but it is a topic that we need to talk, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And so let's just jump in and just be like, so how's things going? What have you guys been up to? Anything fun? Anything interesting?
Apparently, Ice Dragon, it's somewhere around the Pacific Northwest. If you guys want to come up here with your bikes and ride around, see if you can find them so it can stop snowing.
Yeah, I think I'm getting like a foot and a half by Monday.
How is that possible? I'm very surprised by this, actually. Very,
yeah,
like that's going to shut down. That's going to shut down your cities, like 100%.
This is not Canada, and this is not New York. We don't know how to deal with snow here.
It's lovely right now, but it's not going to be lovely later.
You know what's the problem? If it were just the snow, that's fine, because, snow, it's manageable. But here in Washington State, close to the metropolitan area in Seattle, we have to worry about the rain. So when the snow and the rain mix up,
those roads are great. Yeah, like frozen rain, which I didn't know was a different category. I'm like, that's just...
Whoa, did you not know that?
Apparently it's not. I come from the desert. Don't get that.
And I'm from a tropical island in the Caribbean.
Man, you guys are just... So I was born in the snow. I was molded by it. I was molded by it.
You merely adopted.
I merely adapted. You're right.
I grew up in a town that used to get lake effect snow on the regular. So like it would just be one of those things where it's just like, yeah, it snowed a foot and a half last night, but you still have to go to school. And so you just go to school because they didn't close it. In high school, we had several times where like it would snow like a foot and a half overnight and stuff like that. And I had in the 4 years of my high school career, no snow days.
Wow.
We did have a couple days where they closed school, but it wasn't because of the snow. It was because it was too cold to walk to school.
Oh, no. When I was growing up, if it snowed an inch, the city shut down.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Will started to be written.
It's like, is there snow? Don't come to school. It's fine. Or maybe there'd be a late start, but.
I remember one day, like, it was like our finals during high school. It was finals day. And, like, it definitely snowed hard enough to, like, probably close school. And so what they did is they're just like, but it's finals. So 2 hour delay. And so the roads are absolute garbage. And we're all like sliding around getting there. We all got there because they forced us to, essentially, or we'd fail our classes.
But right. That's like a safety hazard, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't disagree. I mean, here it's a lot different. Like I no longer live by lake effect snow. And now, like, I so my work had snow days this week. We had a snow day on Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Because it snowed something like 5 inches overnight. And in Ohio? Yeah,
how is the snow in Ohio, part of my geographical ignorance?
I would say it's average.
Aren't you on the border with Canada?
No.
No, that'll be me.
That's you. Well, yeah, that's definitely. For some reason, I thought Ohio was up there.
So Ohio, if you're in like northern Ohio, I guess you're bumped up against Lake Erie, and so then on the other side of Lake Erie, you have Canada.
Yeah, yeah, you're like right next to it. So
kind of, but like I'm like in southern Ohio, or I'm like middle of Ohio, closer to southern Ohio. So I-70. This is the story I was always told about Interstate 70, was that Interstate 70 was built as far north as they could build it without being too impacted by the snow. So, and this is something that I've just like held true. Whoa. And I've explained to people, I'm just like, they will close schools if there's more than
we lost you there for a second.
Yeah, we lost you for a
okay.
second. It was far. It happened at the same time.
We're like, the story was getting good. What happened? Hello,
like,
Thatch?
I explained, like...
So, I-70, they built it as far north as they could without being impacted by snow. Right? Uh-huh. And so, I always tell people, I'm like, the rule of thumb is if it snows more than, like, 2 inches south of I-70, because I-70 runs through Dayton.
Right.
If it snows more than 2 inches below I-70, then they will shut schools down. And it is a very fast and true rule. And it holds up very well. And I fully believe that they built I-70 because it's as far north as they could without it being too much of a hassle in the winter.
Yeah.
I fully believe that.
Most probably.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but I would say, it depends on where you are in Ohio. Like, if you're up in, like, the Cleveland area, you get dumped on because you get the lake effect. And then here, like in southern middle Ohio, you don't get as much, but you do get enough. Like, you get enough that like once a year you have a bunch of snow lying around and you're just like, oh, this kind of sucks. It's not like city shut down or anything, but I do agree that snow is only fun while the snow is falling. Once the snow is done falling, I do not care.
Snow is cute for a day or two.
Yes.
Right. In a weekend where you don't have to go anywhere.
Okay, so here's how I know I have it nice. I never have to see dirty snow. Like, I don't live that life, you know?
See? Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
If your snow is dirty, it's taking too long.
It's been around for too long. It's not warming up enough. I absolutely understand. Yeah, we haven't had that issue for too long.
All the snow I've ever seen in my life has been clean and pristine and pretty.
Well, privileged life.
My privileged snow life.
I think it's been a while since I've seen dirty snow.
This might be the most snow. Actually, this is truly the most snow I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, man.
It'll be fun.
Someone please come catch this Articuno is all I ask.
Yeah.
I'm going to go make a fabulous Darmanitan.
Growing up, some days there have just been some like crazy snow. Like there's been times where it snowed where you have to go out and shovel every 2 hours or it's going to become unmanageable in your driveway.
Oh yeah.
And so I've had that before where you just like every 2 hours you go out, you shovel.
You know what's really upsetting though is we had made reservations to pick up our Valentine's Day dinner.
Oh no, that's not happening now for you, is it?
That's not happening. We called yesterday and said, go ahead and void that.
That worries me because now I'm worried about the storm front that you guys have getting over here in a few days. I'm genuinely worried for myself. We'll see how that goes.
I just wanted to be clear though, it was takeout. We were just getting it for takeout.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. I've canceled a lot of things.
I've been very good at the quarantine. I just wanted to make that...
Just DoorDash and risk someone else's life.
Well, the roads are too messed up. Ain't nobody coming.
No, I was legitimately... Do you know DoorDash has like a subscription service?
I have a subscription to DoorDash.
Yeah, I was gonna do that.
It's worth it. During this pandemic, has been worth it.
I thought about doing it until like you could say pandemic over, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a wonderful investment.
Yeah, we have it too. It's useful.
I think we'd save money. I need to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So in other news, I've been playing Pokemon Conquest again because it's been a few years.
I saw your Twitching
it. We love... Pokemon I twitched Conquest.
It. Oh man, so we played it on Twitch. Nobody wanted to watch.
Well, how dare
really?
They?
Yeah, yeah. How nobody watched. They? If I do like a Nuzlocke or like a battle stream, I'll pull like 20-25 viewers. And so I played Conquest. I was pulling like 5 viewers.
That's how you know when something is like a niche fandom where you think, obviously everyone loves.
You know what? Just say it's Pokemon meets Fire Emblem, and they'll all show up. Even if
no, they were all I mean, they're all wrong for thinking it's a bad game because it is probably one of the better Pokemon games.
It is so good. I mean, it's practically a meme at this point. How much we like support.
Yeah. Pokemon absolutely. I support it. I've just been playing it on my own in response because I was just like, well, if I can't play it on stream, I still want to play it. So that's what I'm going to do.
And at the end of the day, that's the problem also with having cross games like that because I don't even care about the, you know.
Conquest sold so poorly too. Oh my gosh. It sold poorly.
They should have completely ejected the secondary game from that and just do a Pokemon Conquest without the other franchise, which I already Nobunaga Saga or something like that. Yep. I think it is.
Yep.
We don't care about Nobunaga. Just give us a kind of the Conquest and just have new characters and whatever.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, the problem was it was also the first, I believe, Nobunaga game to actually come to the US.
Right.
So right, nobody understood the crossover here. Nobody understood that crossover.
Yeah, that's a confusing situation.
So, it scored an 8 out of 10, like, everywhere.
It's phenomenal. Like, it is fantastic.
Yeah. The problem is, it sold, like, less than 1 million copies, like, overall.
Like, does anybody like tactical RPGs, turn-based RPGs? Get into it. It is fantastic.
I mean, it's too late now. It's not like we're going to help them sell any more of this game.
That's true, but you know what?
We're just going to help the scalpers we're going to talk about.
Like, used in a GameStop. Oh, we'll get into that.
Oh, absolutely.
GameStop, but
we're not going to get into that.
I bought a cartridge used. Well, it was tangentially related, I thought.
we're not going to talk about that. I mean, I'll buy them used all the time. That's probably one of the things I miss the most right now with the pandemic. Because, like, I don't go anywhere.
If you haven't played Conquest, you need to go find a copy. That's all I'm saying.
I don't go anywhere anymore.
It's ridiculously good.
I mean, I don't either. That's true. When it's safe to, or you know what? Get on your eBay. Get on your eBay. Get on whatever. Get yourself a used copy because it's worth it.
We've got a lot of local game stores like that that are really good. And I miss being able to just, like, go and browse. Like, because I literally go to work and I go home and I'll occasionally go to the grocery store. And that's my life now.
Yeah, especially because we're adapted to just working from home. It's like, well, our groceries we have delivered.
Yeah,
we've been using Whole Foods delivery.
That's
if
fair.
We're going out to eat, we do Postmates or like Grubhub or whatever. So it's like a delivered. I have no reason to leave my house. It's so frustrating.
We're halfway to the Wally future where we're all in seats, like ginormous.
Yep. Yeah, we are.
Well, no, that's not true because we did buy a Bowflex running machine, which is lovely.
Yep.
Sure, it's not a co-hanger.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we can't go to a gym? Let's buy a gym.
All right, this is a good place to stop. Let's go kick it on over to the news. Let's cue that epic music.
Radio Tower, this just in.
And welcome to the news. In the news, we've got a few interesting things to talk about. For some reason, Pokemon was just like, let us announce an announcement, guys. And one of the things they're going to do to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Pokemon, which Pokemon Day is coming up in about 2 weeks now. A little less than that by the time the show comes out. Pokemon Day is coming up in 2 weeks. And in celebration of the 25th anniversary, there is going to be a virtual concert featuring Post Malone.
That is the weirdest pair-up.
It's going to be on Twitch and YouTube. I do not understand. So, like, I know of Post Malone. I've never listened to any of his music. So I don't know if I like him or not.
He has some bops. He has some fun music, in my opinion.
I'm also very surprised after they, like, hyped up the Katy Perry thing that we're not doing anything with that right away.
Right.
I'm very confused. Is Post Malone going to sing the theme song?
No. But he might do the Poke Rap. No. I don't know what. Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
You know what's worse is he's going to do both. I mean, that's going to be like the kind of shill things they're going to do. Do you think he's doing it because he's just like, I can't go to concerts right now and Pokemon offered me way too much money to do this? That's what I think.
That doesn't hurt.
Right. I mean, what happened with K-pop? I thought K-pop was a good direction we were going as a species.
Wait, is that the... What?
BTS or Blackpink?
I'm surprised we don't have something like Bump of Chicken.
That just sounds like a recipe.
Bump of Chicken is a cool Japanese band. They did a really cool... There's a really cool music video about Pokemon that they did. It was really interesting.
Just bring back the guy from the original English theme song. Have you seen... I'm sure you guys seen the video of him recording it recently in the 20th anniversary and how much into it he was. I loved it. I've watched that video like 1,000 times.
So I've seen a lot of PokeTubers interview him before, and it's always the most awkward thing because it's like one of those things where he's like famous for it, and that's the only thing he's famous for, but he just
does
like,
not care.
Yeah, but he's just like, I'd much rather be famous for these other things that I actually care about. He like tries to segue into them all of the time because he does not care about the Pokemon theme song.
Oh, wow. Well, you could have fooled me with that video.
He does not care at all. Probably did it because he needed money. That's probably what I imagine. All right, Jushiro, tell us more, though. Tell us more.
Since we're in the theme of continuing announcing announcements, although no specific has been given, TPCI has unsurprisingly confirmed that there will be various new announcements across the franchise during Pokemon Day.
Who would have thunk?
Good news, good people. There's going to be news on Pokemon Day.
Like there always is, but in case you didn't know.
Yeah, they've been pretty consistent about giving news on Pokemon. I think there was one since the 20th anniversary that nothing really happened. I think it was the 21st anniversary.
But they had that fabulous commercial. Do y'all remember that commercial for the 20th? That was good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They had a lot of good stuff. The 20th was really good. I'm expecting 25 to be better. Mostly because we have Post Malone and Katy Perry now. And so they're like dropping odd money.
Ariana Grande has a tattoo of an Eevee. Why couldn't we get her?
I don't. She probably wanted too much money.
She deserves it. That's fair.
She probably wanted more money than both Katy Perry and Post Malone. Like, I'm thinking, like, 2021 Katy Perry. I'm just like, you know what? That sounds right.
And we all know that Post Malone works for thrift store clothes, so.
I hear them hiring Katy Perry and being like, huh, that's a recent artist. But then you think about it and it's just like, no. It's kind of like somebody being like,
oh. Macklemore.
Equivalent of Katy Perry right now is if you're in the 1990s and somebody's like, guys, we got the Who. And it's just like, oh. Okay, I guess. That's kind of how it feels. Like, nothing against Katy Perry. I do enjoy her music.
Yeah, but that's just yesterday's news.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, I guess she's been around that long. And she's not really part of the zeitgeist as much as she used to be.
Right.
I mean, I assume that we're going to get announcements for pretty much everything that hasn't gotten a release date. I'm sure we'll hear something about a mainline game. If I'm going to say 75-25 on we're going to hear something about a mainline game.
Yeah.
If the rumors are true that it's a Diamond and Pearl remake. Let's assume that the Diamond and Pearl remake is the real part, right? Assuming that they're going to announce it.
It's still weird to hear that.
It's weird to hear it this early, because I don't think they've announced a remake before May, ever.
Right.
And to be fair, we have 3 data points. We have 3 data points. It's not a lot of data points. They can always change things up.
They love to just do whatever they feel like doing.
Yeah, no, they break their rules all the time. That's not 25. That's like that 75%. Yeah. The 25% is they go by old tradition, and we don't hear about it until May or June. Which I think
would
be dumb.
You know what our yearly release this year is Pokemon Snap.
I was just going to say they're probably going to spend the day doing just Pokemon Snap things.
No.
We're going to hear about random Detective Pikachu 2, the game that nobody wants.
Katy Perry wants it.
Nobody wants it. Stop it.
I don't know that.
Detective Pikachu 1 wasn't good. And then they're just like, oh, we'll do a second
one.
It wasn't good. Stop it.
No, but you know, red plus yellow makes orange.
We're also going to hear about Pokemon Unite, I'm sure. We're gonna get Pokemon Unite.
No idea where you were going with that, but okay.
Well, it's related to
Detective Pikachu.
No, okay.
It's one of the puzzles.
It's like a running joke. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the puzzles, and it's so bad. I hate it.
Yeah.
Detective Pikachu is not a good game. I'm not excited for Detective Pikachu 2. I'm excited for it to have a very short, like, release. Like, I hope that it's like Pokemon Snap comes out in April, and then they're just like, in May, Detective Pikachu 2. That way, like, the run-up to Detective Pikachu 2 is very small, and we don't have to talk about it that often. We don't have to, like, do 3 times where it's just like, here's a new Detective Pikachu 2 trailer. for you to watch, because I have absolutely no desire to do anything with Detective Pikachu 2.
But a movie, Detective Pikachu 2, the movie, I'd be more than okay.
Yeah, I'd be okay with a movie. I think a movie would be, especially with like the, I think Detective Pikachu paved the way for a lot of things. Like one, I think Detective Pikachu 2 was a good video game movie. That's saying something, because every other video game movie has been bad. I would also say that it paved the way for stuff like Sonic as well. I thought Sonic was better than Detective Pikachu 2.
Well, it was better received, I believe, yeah.
I thought it was a better movie than Detective Pikachu.
I never saw it, so I can't speak to that.
No, no, I have to put my foot here. My foot down here, Thatch.
I think you're wrong, but that's fine.
I think you're wrong. The only thing good about
Guess
the
what?
Sonic
you're
movie
both wrong,
was...
because I have more news to share. We've been going off a lot. So much fun to have. All right, so the Global Cramorant Challenge, this is for you, Shamu, was successfully completed, and until February 28th, players can claim the following prizes via mystery gift.
It's so bad.
A toxic orb, a flame orb, a light ball, gold bottle cap, that's useful, three other bottle caps, and three pearl strings. So go get your bottle caps and other crap you probably have already.
Well, so the toxic orb and flame orb is actually a little bit of a big deal. Like, let's say you got Pokemon Sword and Shield for Christmas in 2020.
Then you're 2 years late to the party, but yeah.
Well, Flame Orb and Toxic Orb, you couldn't get. You can get in the base game, but it's really, really hard. It's like one of the random items you get for beating the Elite Four again, or doing the tournament again.
Interesting. Is it not purchasable from the shops?
Nope.
Hmm.
It was actually a really big deal in like the early days of VGC and stuff. It was like really big, because it was really hard to get Toxic and Flame Orbs.
Interesting. Well, there you have it. All right. Also, Pokemon Home is receiving an update for quality of life changes. You can now receive all Pokemon simultaneously from the Wonder Box.
That's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
The data Pokemon, it says?
Was
like, it's the Pokemon you caught it.
Yeah.
The date you caught your Pokemon is now shown.
You can also
search for the original trainer for your Pokemon on Pokemon Home.
That's nice.
You can also search by language and by Pokeball.
Oh, Pokeball's pretty big.
That's cute, yeah.
I like that.
That's nice. And then you can now arrange based on the same order the Pokemon are in the Nintendo Switch version for you heretics and heathens.
No, I love that so much, though, because I absolutely hate the mobile version of Pokemon Home. I absolutely hate it. I hate it because...
It's weird. It's so bizarre because you have to use the mobile version, too.
Yeah, you have to use the mobile version, and if you use the Switch version, you have these really nice boxes, which are what we're all familiar with, Pokemon storage.
They're lovely in the Switch. Yeah, it's a good UI.
Then you go to the mobile phone, or the mobile app, and it's just like a pile of Pokemon. Literally just like a pile.
And you can't trade through the Switch. You always have to go through your phone, and that's just weird to me.
I'm okay with that, and I'll explain why.
That's weird to me.
Because they're trying to use Pokemon Home as a more permanent solution than Pokemon Bank. So, like, Pokemon Bank, the problem with Pokemon Bank was once the 3DS was dead, Pokemon Bank was dead. It was a 3DS app, and there was no way they were going to port it over to the Switch or whatever. So, what Pokemon Home is they just decided to make the Pokemon Bank service off of a Nintendo console onto its own server, its own thing on a mobile phone that constantly updates. So, that way we have Pokemon Home forever, which is nice. I just wish Pokemon Home was better. That's just hot Thatch take.
It's just, it could be improved on the phone, we'll say.
Yes, it could be.
I would like to see phone improvements.
I think this is a step in the right direction. I'm really impressed that, like, a year later, they're just like, here's some cool updates for it.
Well, if it's going to be home forever, we would expect many updates to come.
I agree with you. So, in video game battling news, and I guess a little bit of TCG news, it's been announced that the 2021 World Championships is going to be canceled because there's a pandemic happening.
Who saw this coming? Raise your hand.
I was surprised that they were optimistic enough to reschedule it for 2021. It's one of those things because, like, I have a bunch of stuff, like, for work. I go to conferences on a regular basis where they're just like, yeah, it could probably still happen. Like, I have a bunch of stuff that's happening in August, September, and October.
Delusional.
And I'm like, I don't think that these things are going to happen, guys. They're like, no, it's going to happen, probably. And I'm like, no. And so this is like the first sign that the summer's probably still going to be pandemic town, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, any expectations that this year would be the year that we were just going to turn into normal, it's out the window. Again, this comes to the conversation we had last year, which is, what is Pokemon going to do?
So they're trying to do a couple things. They're actually going to They've done a really good adapting, I think, the video game. Not so much the TCG, because PTCGO is an awful client.
They have to freaking change it. Not update it. Change it.
They've been running on the same client since, like, 2010? Or no, not before 2010. It was HeartGold Soul Silver cards were still in rotation when it happened, when it came around. So maybe 2010. Yeah, maybe 2010. It's been 11 years. Let's get a new client. Let's get, like, a good one. All they would need to do to make me happy is, like, let us purchase cards.
Yes.
Just let me input a credit card and, like, buy packs, you know? Make it Hearthstone.
100%. That's what they need to do. It is the way of the future. You can't escape it. They really need to invest in that.
The thing that I hear a lot that I think is a really good point to mention as well, because, like, we're just like, hurry up, why isn't this done now? Is that maybe it is something that is being worked on by them, but, right. I mean, software doesn't happen overnight. I wouldn't be surprised if they are working on a longer-term solution, but it's just taking them some time. The video game's done a really good job adapting, I think, with the Players' Cups. I think they're doing a really, really good job utilizing those. I do think they've also done a very good job. Well, I think they've done as good of a job as they can with the TCG portion of the Players' Cup as well.
With what new tools they have available right now.
Yeah, I mean, it is still hard to get what you need to get in terms of cards. Takes massive investment, I think, into the TCGO client.
Yes.
Yeah, there needs to be some conversion from that to a new platform, or at least just improve the current one.
There definitely won't be any transfer, like the cards that you own in PTCGO. Say goodbye to them. Whenever they do reveal this new game, don't be surprised, don't be mad.
I imagine it's just going to be one giant PTCGO update. That's what I imagine is the most realistic option.
I mean, they could create a new game. I mean, we have the technology and the talent to do that. It's just that they need to figure out what business model is best for them and how to...
I think you're delusional.
What?
Expecting them to come out with a new piece of software for TCG. I don't trust them to actually do things well.
Well, that's different from them not actually doing anything.
I think the more realistic scenario is that they update PTCGO, because TCGO did used to have like a pay to get like tournament tickets type deal.
Right.
They could easily just reinsert something like that, but for cards. And I think they should, especially with like how hard it is to get your hands on product, which we're going to go on an entirely different rant about later.
Ooh, yeah.
I think it's definitely something to do. Also, there's another battle competition that's going to be happening. It's the Global Challenge 2021 Winter Battle Event. It's a Battle Stadium singles format. And it's just the current one. It's boring. It's happening the weekend of Pokemon Day. It's February 26th to February 28th. And you get 50 battle points, which is the most unexciting prize and uninspired prize I've ever seen.
Toss in a flame orb.
Like, I miss doing real or, like, the fun battle competitions. Joe Merrick actually tweeted about this recently, too, where it's just like, oh, man, I really like the ones where it's just like, you can only use Pokemon of this color group.
Right.
Oh, that was that was fun. The red, white, and blue one.
I miss that stuff. But I also understand it's very hard to do that when you're quote-unquote limited by the number of certain creatures you put in your game.
Yeah.
Well.
Let's not talk about that.
I didn't bring it up this time. You did.
I'm just going to leave it at that, but it does make it harder when like 250 of the certain creatures that would help you make these fun metas are gone. On that note, though, I think that's actually all for the news. There actually is no Pokemon Go news right now, unless you want to be angry about Shiny Mew. That's where we're going to end it. We're going to kick it on over to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge.
Oh, hi, and welcome to the Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz our co-hosts on their insane Pokemon knowledge. I'm Mark, here to explain the rules. Our fabulous co-hosts will work as a team to answer 5 Pokemon-themed trivia questions that fans have submitted on the Discord server. Each question is worth 1 point, with Pokedex and multiple answer questions worth more, for a total of 7 points. The hosts can use a free hint at any time. If they get all the answers correct and do not use the hint, they can cash it in for an 8th point.
And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. Thank you to Mark from the Dunsparce Gang for giving us that wonderful summary of how the game is played. If you guys are ready, we are going to go ahead and jump right on into it with question number 1.
Let's do this.
This week it comes from Skullmane Banky. What is the only pure poison type to not be part of an evolutionary line?
Pure poison type that doesn't evolve. Interesting.
Yep. There's only one.
Really?
Apparently there's only one, and I actually believe you.
Oh, there's only one. What's a pure poison still?
That doesn't evolve. I can think of lots of pure poisons.
Oh, Seviper?
Yes. Oh my god, yes. It doesn't evolve.
Yeah.
Seviper is correct.
Boom.
Seviper is the only one. I'm very surprised by that fun fact of trivia, but that's really
that
good.
Is that, could, fun fact
that is
trivia.
A fun fact. Yeah.
That's a fun fact. Despite whatever the Gen 3 trainer tips say, they used to do trainer tips.
Oh, who could forget?
In the anime in between episodes.
Iconic.
Yeah, there's something where it messes up. There's just like, who does Arbok evolve into or something like that?
Oh my god.
And then it like flips into Survivor and it's just like, what?
Yeah.
It's what happens when you have not Pokemon fans writing.
It's what happens when you have too much water, because that happened during Hoenn.
It did. All right, our next one is gonna be from Poliwhirl. The Jangmo-O line gets the bulletproof ability, but what other dragon type gets this ability?
Oh, snap. I'm not a dragon expert. Bulletproof?
Yeah, bulletproof.
Who else is known for having a tough skin?
Sia, she sings bulletproof.
Who?
You know, that one song, Titanium?
Oh.
It's Titanium. Yeah, it's got a song, Bulletproof, nothing. You know the one.
Now we know it's Steel-type. She is Steel-type. Anyway, okay, so a dragon that has Bulletproof, that is not Jomol, marble scale for Dragonite, Salamence doesn't even think about those things.
What about Duraludon?
Maybe?
But it's like a skyscraper-looking thing. I could see it being bulletproof. I don't know that, though, for sure, though. Plus, it has, like, two crap abilities. I'm like, well, I don't know what its, like, other abilities.
I would say maybe it's, like, what's the... No, it can't be, like, the medium from Salamence's evolution. Bagon, and then Shelgon.
Shelgon, right. No relation to Flygon.
Right. It might have bulletproof, but I don't know.
I can see that as well, yeah. Because, you know, you're just being in your shell.
Right, you're just in there chilling. So if you have a better idea, please let me know.
Yeah, the only thing I could think of was Duraludon.
Which one do you want to go with?
I don't know. You know what? I would probably go with Duraludon, just because I don't think bulletproof was an ability in Gen 3.
Yeah, you might be right. Yeah, let's go for it.
Duraludon is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Applin.
Applin.
Applin gets bulletproof, and depending on its evolution, that bulletproof changes to Hustle or Thick Fat.
So it doesn't keep it, so no one, like, that's rude. That was rude.
It was better than the other option, so, yeah. Those, out of the two questions that Liger picked for me, I picked the
Who
one that I thought
the
was the most fair.
Applin. Yes.
It is bulletproof. All right. This next question is your Pokedex entry. So this one is going to be from Zaskari. Its Pokemon Y Dex entry says, it has a mischievous spirit. If it spots an angler, it will tug on the fishing line to interfere. Who's that Pokemon?
Oh, that sounds like that ghost water jellyfish.
Could you repeat it?
It has a mischievous spirit. If it spots an angler, it will tug on the fishing line to interfere. Who's that Pokemon?
A mischievous underwater fisherman hater.
Yeah, it doesn't really... I just realized it might not be speaking of ghosts, just it has a mischievous spirit.
Think it's, yeah, because Jellicent I don't particularly consider mischievous.
Yeah. What is an underwater mischievous Pokemon that tugs on fishermen?
Do we have to guess and then get another Pokedex entry, or do we just ask for another Pokedex entry?
You can always ask for the next one, but then you're just, like, taking the hit on the point,
like another one. What about you, Jashiro?
Yeah.
All right. It's Alpha Sapphire, Dex entry reads, this Pokemon's entire body is covered by a slippery, slimy film. It feels horribly unpleasant to be touched by this Pokemon's hands. It is often mistaken for a human child.
That ain't cute. That ain't cute. Ain't nobody want slimy hands. Mm-mm.
Well, who looks like a human? That is a
mistaken
water Pokemon.
Mistaken for a child.
Mistaken for a child. Manaphy? Or it's offspring? Fiona? No, they look slimy, but I don't know that. Sorry. It has hands, so what water Pokemon has hands and looks like a child?
Could you repeat the Oras entry?
This Pokemon's entire body is covered by a slippery, slimy film. It feels horribly unpleasant to be touched by this Pokemon's hands. It is often mistaken for a human child.
That's so wrong. Ugh.
Oh my god, I'm stumped. Looks like a human child.
So it pulls on the line. It's in Gen 6 or earlier.
You're
going to
get really upset when you hear this answer.
I'm already upset.
Let me see if that Sapphire entry comes from somewhere else. Let me see if I can help you out a little bit for free.
Poliwhirl? Poliwrath?
I don't think of that as a mischievous Pokemon.
So this Pokedex entry is actually also shared with its Pokemon Sapphire
entry. Interesting. That is interesting. So it's Gen 3 or earlier. I was thinking it was Gen 6 or earlier. That does narrow it down significantly.
To what?
I'm thinking maybe it's Golduck?
He doesn't look like a human child.
That's not mischievous either. Who is this mischievous slimy hands Pokemon?
I'm gonna go with...
I'm gonna need an answer.
I know you do, my love. Help me here, Sublime. Just pick one.
I'm trapped. Polly... Nothing. No. Polly Toad? Is Polly Toad a hateful little mischievous thing?
He could
be,
but he looks like a frog, not a child.
It's cute-ish.
The only thing I can think of is Polly Toad,
because it's cute, and I could mistake it for a child, because children are ugly.
Yeah, the only thing I can think about is the Manaphy and Fiona, and they're not Gen 3, they're Gen 4, if I'm not mistaken, so
although
I have no idea.
Yeah, this one's forfeit, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, let's just pick one.
Politoed is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Lombre.
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 Lombre pulls Lombre. On angler lines?
Yes. Lombre looks like a child.
That's bordering on offensive.
How does Lombre look like a child? I would
That's
have never
bordering
guessed.
On offensive.
What is wrong with the Pokedex?
And why is it slimy? That I don't see that for it. Whatever.
All right, our next question. You guys are 1-3.
Unbothered.
This next question is going to be worth 3 points for you guys.
Okay.
The question has 5 answers. So 1 point for every 2 answers
That's
you give
me. That's not possible, though.
No, if you give me all 5, you get 3. The way it's going to work is you're going to get 2 strikes. You have to lock in every answer with me before you go ahead and solidify it. So this question comes from Fuego. What are the rock moves that have 100% accuracy? There are 5 of them. Z moves and G-Max moves do not count.
Okay, good.
Do non-damaging moves count?
Yes.
Ooh, Rock Polish has 100% accuracy.
Well, no. I would say that non-damaging moves don't count. Wait, let me double check.
Well, I mean, because, like, does Stealth Rocks count?
Let me double check because you may be correct. You know what? They messed up and you are absolutely correct in that. So I guess there's 7 answers. I'll still take 5 because that's what I told you. No, you know what? These are moves that have to hit the opponent. So never mind. I'm wrong. Okay. I am correct. So
rock
like tomb. stuff like Will-O-Wisp.
Rock Polish or Stealth Rock.
Not like Rock Polish or Stealth Rock, but things like Will-O-Wisp, you know what I mean? Are fine.
Rock Tomb. I always recall Rock Tomb hitting more constant.
No. Okay. Rock Tomb is not. No. And like most rock type attacks do not have it. There's a reason there's only
right.
5.
Exactly.
Accelerock. Accelerock, the Lycanroc little yeah.
Are you locking that in?
Yes, like I'm confident about that one.
Okay.
That is correct. Yes. Accelerock is correct. That is 1. You do have the hint, don't forget. You do have the hint.
Let's see how much we can come up with. Oh, you know what? Ancient Power and Power Gem. The special attacks don't have that problem like the physicals do.
Right, I was just going to say, yeah, Power Gem and Ancient Power.
Are you locking those in?
Yes. Ain't nobody missing with... Yeah.
Do you have 100% accuracy? Yes.
No one calls answer. It like...
those are both correct, so you are at 1 point out of 3.
No okay. one calls it ancient myths, you know? Like
there are two more.
I'd be ready to use the hint now. How about you?
What's the attack that lands the flying that you can attack?
Oh, Smackdown!
Smackdown. That's Rock, right?
I think that's correct too. Ain't nobody missing with yeah. Like that's yeah. I think that's correct.
Are you locking that in? You get two strikes.
What do you think?
Oh, well, yeah. Especially because we get two strikes. Let's float that one out there.
Okay.
Smackdown is correct. You have 2 points for that. Okay. So there's one more move out there.
You have it. It's Rock Polish. I'm kidding.
There is one. It's not Rock Polish.
It's Rock Polish.
It's not
I've
Sand
never
Attack.
I've messed with it.
It's not Muddy Waters is ground, and those
Muddy
are ground
is
moves
ground,
that I'm mentioning.
That is correct.
Muddy Waters. What? Muddy Waters water.
It's water?
Yeah, it's water. It's a less cool. accurate surf that reduces accuracy, but it's muddy, gotcha. So it's not cute.
It doesn't hit your opponent either. So. Yeah.
What other rock?
It doesn't hit your ally.
Your ally, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what about any legendary moves, rock moves? Do we have any legendary
Do you guys want to use the hint? Because I don't
ready
know if
for
you're going to get it.
Okay.
So the only Pokemon that can learn this is Colossal.
Oh.
And
Tarshot signature.
Tarshot is correct. That gives you all 3 points.
Hey.
So you guys are 4 for 4.
Yay.
Colossal.
Your next question is going to be your base deck question, as always. They're both apparently not fully evolved Pokemon questions.
Why? Why?
Guess we're running out of fully evolved ones.
I would ask you if you want to know about special attack or special defense today.
Okay.
Choose your own adventure. Which one do you want to know?
I would choose special attack.
Yeah. Okay. This one's from Coil. What not fully evolved Pokemon has the highest special attack of all not fully evolved Pokemon?
Interesting. Okay. So off the
Seth will smack you if you don't know it.
If I don't... Well, Seth can calm down.
Special attack not fully evolved highest.
I think of, like, as a baseline, Kadabra is pretty strong.
I was thinking about Kadabra too, yeah. Who's stronger than Kadabra of non-fully evolved Pokemon?
So, like, just think of what's, like, the most busted special attack and what did it evolve from.
Right. Snap. Highest.
I could give you a hint, but I don't want to.
And then Seth Vio likes it?
So when it evolves, its special attack does not go up.
Interesting. Okay.
What was that? Sorry, didn't you listen to that?
That's why it's usually a good choice for draft leagues.
Oh, as an NFE? Like a low tier pick?
Yep.
I see you for that. Okay, they be doing that. Mm-hmm.
Wow, who evolves and doesn't get more special attack?
That's that strong already.
Seth's yelling at his car right now on his way to his imaginary
job. Keep yelling, Seth. Keep yelling. Mm-hmm. Let it out. You need the release. Oh, you know what? Magneton is really strong too, isn't it?
Magneton?
I'm thinking it's stronger than it is.
It could be Magneton. It is high on special attack, I think, right?
Well, no, I think Magnezone is still stronger, though.
It still gets more?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it's probably a psychic type, to be honest.
What about Magmortar? Magmar and Magmortar?
No, Magmar is definitely weaker than Magmortar.
Okay.
Because Magmortar sacrifices speed for a lot of power.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those ones that gets slower. I think it's a psychic type. I just don't know if it's Kadabra.
No, he definitely gets a boost to Alakazam. Yeah.
Okay, what about other psychic stuff? Okay, Seth Vilo. I'm thinking Seth.
Yeah, I'm thinking Seth too.
Seth loves Exeggutor, Alolan Exeggutor, but it is not Execute. Seth loves Sableye, but it is definitely not Sableye. Oh, Seth hates ending matches in a timely manner, so it's probably something stallish.
Oh my god.
We love you, Seth.
No idea.
Oh, tell me you got it. His favorite thing is Reuniclus. What does the Reuniclus evolve from?
I forgot.
Yeah, the middle Reuniclus little brat.
Devotion.
Devotion. There we go.
That's Sethy. That's Seth-like. Yes.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Because Seth is, yeah. Because Stahl, ooh, I hate me some Stahl. Ooh, I hate me some Stahl.
Is Duotion your final answer?
That is the only thing I've never heard Seth, feel any type of way about Kadabra, but he do feel some type of way about Reuniclus. Yes.
All right. Devotion is correct.
Yes.
You guys, you got me there. Thank you.
You guys actually named most of the top five.
Really?
So yeah, in your guesses, so Devotion's number one, with the base 125 special attack.
Oh my God. That's insane.
Yeah. And then it evolves and then it keeps the same when it gets to Reuniclus.
I can see how that would be a good draft league, because then you can Eevee like that with that attack.
It's essentially just Reuniclus at that point.
Yeah.
Without an item. Yeah.
Yeah, without an item. But then you have Kadabra and Magneton in tied for second with base 120.
So close.
Well, okay. But we did know they got stronger.
Yeah.
Haunter follows up with 115.
I thought a Haunter.
Abra, Porygon 2, and Solosis are all next with a base 105.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, that's it for this week, though. You guys got 5 points today.
Woohoo!
Okay.
You guys got 5 points. Let me go ahead and type that in. So let me type that right there.
Whimsical, right. I'm biting your ankle.
Yeah, everybody's biting her ankles. So... In first place, with 18 points, we have Whimsicott.
I could not believe it.
In second place, we have none other than Sublime Manic with 10 points.
Well, you know, silver goes with everything.
In third place, we have Linian with 8 points. In a tie for fourth place, we have Seth Bilo and Claude9 with 6 points. And in a three-way tie for sixth place, we have P. McGee, R. Sigma, and Jushiro, all with 5 points. Everybody else has yet to get on the board. All right, tune in next week if you want more Puckle's Poke Quiz. We're going to flip it on over to the topic. Hey, everyone. Be sure to check out the YouTube this week for the first extended mailbag. This is something we hope to make weekly. And if your email didn't get on the show, maybe your email's over there. You want more mailbag? That's also a great place to go. So make sure, check it out. YouTube.com/PucklePodcast. And welcome to the topic. Our topic today is scalping the Pokemon community's outrage topic right now. The Pokemon community gets outraged about a lot of things.
That's true. That is true. I'm on the Reddit, and it's just outrage all the time, practically. All the time.
I think Pokemon fans really just like being angry.
Same as Star Wars fan, they go hand in hand. They just want to be angry.
I think it's just what happens at any point that your fandom becomes that large.
Exactly. Yeah. Once you're a certain size, it's unpleasable.
You have large enough groups everywhere.
Yeah, there's just people that's stuck in the past and they don't like any change ever.
That doesn't mean they're stuck in the past. People find anything to complain about. And it don't have to be the past.
Well, mostly the reactions to Dexit. That's what I'll say. Not the outrage, but the reactions were over the top. Here, I think that the outrage is semi-warranted. So what we're talking about, and this is something that we've talked about in the intro to several shows, what's been going on is that Pokemon trading card game scalping has just become absolutely outrageous in the past, I would say, 8 to 9 months. Whenever Logan Paul bought those cards over the summer. Oh, man. So he did that, and he inspired, a Pokemon mania, because people are just like, I think it turned a lot of quote-unquote normies onto the fact that maybe these Pokemon cards that they thought were going to be worth money someday are worth money now.
Yeah.
That's the truth about anything, honestly, that ages in a fandom. So they're just going to, it's going to go up in value. So I think Pokemon card prices right now are a bubble and they're overinflated and it's going to crash at some point.
They have been for years, though. This is not really a new issue. It's just gotten out of control.
I think it's been really accentuated by the pandemic. I think they've been printing, they're printing lower card, number of cards on purpose because they don't expect people to go out and buy the product.
Exactly, yep.
Because you're not going to a tournament anytime soon to go play. You're not going to league anytime soon to go play. There's a pandemic going on outside.
And yet they continue to put out sets every 3 months. So that's on them.
I'd rather not have an 800 card set though later on, you know?
Oh God.
They can slow it down to maybe every 4 months or something.
Yeah, maybe. I don't see that happening though, because they want to keep their game fresh. And I think there's always that moment of hope, because we just heard that Worlds was canceled this week, right?
Right.
I think there was hope up until maybe the end of January that hey, maybe this will happen. Yeah, so they're constantly playing that game, when we want to open up ASAP so that we can get more sales, blah, blah, blah. You have this big issue with people going to stores and just purchasing all of the cards.
Everything.
Everything. out. Like, there are people that will be there until the distributor gets there and then buy things immediately once the distributor gets there.
Mm-hmm. There have been cases reported about one scalper buying 100 Happy Meals.
Yeah, that's different. That's different. We'll talk about that in a little bit. It's not a scalper, by the way. It's something else. So that the scalping issue has just been really bad as of late, just in general. It's been really bad. And it actually got it's accentuated. Joe Merrick tweeted out a thing that he heard the other day. And I want to read it to you guys because it's absolutely insane, like the lengths that people are going to scalp these Pokemon cards right now. And yes. It's really bad because it's really stupid that people are putting this much faith into it, this quote unquote investment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, people be doing that lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to read this to you and see how you feel once I find it. It is absolutely insane. Here it is. Scalpers are becoming insane. My buddy works at Target and he talked with a vendor. And apparently three of their vehicles were found with GPS tracking devices attached to them. Big groups of guy would follow him into each store and clean out the shelf immediately.
Wow.
That sounds criminal.
That is criminal.
Like, sticking a GPS tracker on... That's, like, that's a whole other level of, like, depravity. Like, no, that's beyond scalping.
That's the type of people who go, well, it's legal.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
And just want to take advantage of every opportunity they have. That's
stop
what,
talking about my family like
this. This is absolutely insane. The links that people are going to. I mean, I'm sure Jashira, you are too. A member of Verbank City on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That group has changed so much since the beginning of
Pokemon Go.
Well, not even Pokemon Go. I would just say since the beginning of last summer, because like the people, it's turned into a bunch of people talking about decks. And, like, what's a good deck to run and stuff like that. And now it's literally turned into either, hey, I've got this card. How much is it worth? Hey, should I get this card graded? Hey.
Or auction has started. Start your bids.
Yeah. And so it's turned from a group of people who are playing the TCG to a group of people who are investing. I'm putting investing in quotes.
Yeah.
Because you should go invest in a mutual fund. They're investing in cardboard.
Yeah.
Oh, that bothers me on so many levels. I mean, personally for me, like as somebody, like I understand the idea of like wanting to make a lot of money over a short period of time.
Right.
We have things for that. It's called day trading.
Right.
Doing it with Pokemon cards, I feel like is such a nutso move right now.
We have a saying. It's like taking candy out of a baby, which means it's easy, but it's morally wrong.
Well, I think the scalping is for sure.
What exactly is happening that's being scalped? They're buying all the product.
Yeah, so the problem is, I mean, this is partially, I would blame TPCI a little bit for this too, because...
I think they have a hand in it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think specifically, 100%. If you look, so TPCI is very aware of what sells.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most expensive cards that's been out in quite a while has been Charizard cards, and they have put a Charizard in almost every set in, like, the past year. That just, like, makes things explode, because if there's a Charizard in it, that pack is more valuable. I still blame the pandemic mostly for this, because they've definitely scaled back the amount of product because they don't want to take a loss.
Yeah.
And so they've increased that scarcity. I don't want to blame this on... I don't want to call this, like, something like the Amiibo issue.
Right. Mm, right.
Where they, like, definitely made artificial scarcity a thing. And I would say that this is definitely an issue. I mean, to be fair, there was more outrage this week and Pokemon actually responded to it. And said, hey, we hear you guys. We're going to be reprinting a bunch of product.
Yeah. And that should help.
Is that regarding McDonald's specifically? Or
No. So it's the McDonald's Happy Meal thing this week is what really spun this out of control.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got everybody outraged.
Attention. Yeah.
Been an issue, obviously, right, for the past 9 months. People outside of the TCG don't really get bothered by it. But I think this was like the moment where you're really just actually like stealing from children that people are just So the reason it really exploded is honestly because of A-Drive. For those of you who aren't aware, A-Drive is one of the bigger PokeTubers at the moment on YouTube. I have my personal issues with some of his more recent content, but we can talk about that not on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, he used to make really good content that I really, really liked, and he still sometimes does that, so I don't want to say, like, all of his content's trash or anything. But what he did was, he was chasing a trend, as YouTubers are wont to do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how they make their living, so
yeah, he was chasing a trend, and so what he did was, he went to a McDonald's, and he bought 100 Happy Meals.
There we go. Okay, that's what happened.
Because McDonald's knows that this is a problem, because they usually do sell the toys separate from...
You can buy soy toys separately most of the time. Right, yeah.
They turned that option off for the Pokemon stuff. because of what's been happening with the scalping, and they knew people would come in and drop like $2,000 just on like the cards and just buy their cards out.
All right.
So they said, hey, no, you have to buy Happy Meals. So you're essentially, these are three card packs,
that's,
by the
okay,
way.
Here's the thing though. You're not preventing people from scalping. You're just saying you have to be this rich to scalp.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
You're 100%.
Which is a very, yeah, there's a lot of parallels there.
You're 100% correct. It was done in an effort to get people to try to not allow it.
Right.
So people have been buying Happy Meals. So A-Drive went out and bought 100 Happy Meals so he can make a vlog and then a video. And he's like, but I'm going to give away the cards and I'm donating the food to whatever. And it's just like, well, it's still kind of, I mean, it's still kind of a lot. It's a little tone deaf, honestly, from what the current state of the community's been complaining about the TCG scarcity as of late. It's a little bit tone deaf in that regard.
I mean, it's also kind of tone deaf in general.
Yes. So people got really upset because they're just like, you're literally taking Happy Meal toys from children because you wanted to make a video about getting 100 of them and then giving them away.
I'm about to be controversial yet brave.
No, I'm excited for your controversy, Sublime.
I don't like children. I don't care about children. I don't think your children are special. I don't care if you have children or you think they deserve a stupid toy from like a specific thing.
Okay, well, we should be nice because children do listen to the show.
Just because you don't like children doesn't mean they don't exist. No, they don't respect some type of our defense.
And like, if an adult wants to get like a card thing from like a Happy Meal, then they have every right to do that.
Well, we're not talking about an adult buying one Happy Meal because they want the cards. That's totally acceptable and not part of the conversation itself. What constrains as a morally bankrupt thing to do would be to purchase with your lots of money, purchase a lot of things that were designed towards children and just purchase all of the available ones around your region and just sell them online for 5,000% their market price is morally bankrupt. And the fact that doing that
is morally
kids,
bankrupt, but it's
even
not
more.
Morally bankrupt because of the children, though.
It's even more morally bankrupt.
I
yes.
see. It's equally morally bankrupt with or without the children.
But
in
that's
my opinion.
But that's based on your feeling towards children,
yes.
which is not the
well,
general
listen, I'm not
feeling
saying
towards children,
children. Are evil or that I hate children.
Well,
well, you did. You did.
But you did.
You're stealing from adults too. Like, I don't want to frame it as a. Right. It's worse to steal from children. Be like, no.
But it is. It is. That's why we
it's
have
not,
saying.
I disagree.
No,
I think I disagree.
No, that's whataboutism. It's not the same.
We have our good friend, we know our friend Mikey over at Pokemon Crossroads. And so this is me pandering, so we get put on the top of the list of their podcast article. No, that's not why. He told a really good story in a thread of tweets that I really liked, and so I'll read it to you guys. I've learned how to Twitter, and the way you Twitter is you make not hot takes sound like hot takes. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what he did here. I did the same thing, so it's fine. And so he says, greed is bad and will always ruin somebody's fun. I learned this the hard way during Gen 5 when I got into the TCG. I recall going to a Dragon's Exalted pre-release. I went to one on Saturday, then went to another one on Sunday. My brother and I were the last in line until a father and a son got in line behind us. I was there because I just wanted more cards. The kid was maybe 7 or 8 and looked new to the TCG. My brother and I were the last of the PR kits. Kid was next and the tournament organizer told them that they were out of the pre-release kits. Upon hearing this, the kid began to cry. I heard all of this in my mind. I thought maybe I should have given up my spot. After all, I already did a pre-release, though I didn't because of greed, and now that kid didn't get a chance to play and have fun. Since then, I keep that kid in my mind and do my best to share the experience of a pre-release or any TCG event with as many as I can. That means if I must give up the pre-release kits I get for running a pre-release for a few others I can play so that a few others can play, then I will be willing to do that. I tell that to every judge and they'll let me when they ask me if we'll have enough kits.
Yeah.
And he goes on to talk more about that. Mm-hmm. But he says, because in the end, Pokemon is aimed at kids. I'm just here to have fun and I've had it. Greed is a horrible thing and I can see how it hurts others. However, especially the kids, while I may be a kid at heart, I'm an adult and I should know better.
It hurts them much, much harder. It stays in their mind. And that's, ladies and gentlemen, how people create problems as an adult. Crappy adults don't just pop off the ground. It's because they had crappy childhoods.
If you end up being a crappy adult because someone like bought a pre-release kit, maybe you should have just been a better person.
That's not the argument. In my mind, the way I think is don't go and buy like 70 Happy Meals. Like, if you want to go have fun because you're a Pokemon fan and you want to collect the cards, more power to you.
Right.
I don't think you should go and buy like 12 Happy Meals at once. I think you should go get like one, maybe two, and then you go back and you do it over and over again. That's supposed to be the fun of it. I understand
What's
that you're
the difference
scared
between ordering 12 at once or doing
you're giving
it once
more opportunity
at
time. Yeah,
days.
Because if they do run out at some point, more
you're
opportunity
not
for other people.
No.
No. Hear me. Okay, Sublime. Slow down. So time is a dimension that we live in. I'm not saying you go in the drive-through line 12 times at once. What I'm saying is you go on Monday, you get a Happy Meal, and then maybe you go on Tuesday, you get another Happy Meal. You do this 12 times. But in that time, there's other customers that show up to McDonald's and they can also get it. And at some point they might run out in your 12 trips in between.
I don't think if that's happening, they didn't have enough product, period.
I agree with that. I also don't think they expected something like this. This reminds me of the Beanie Babies thing back in the 90s when McDonald's did the Beanie Babies toys. Especially as an adult, I understand wanting to collect them and stuff like that. And people are definitely driving the cost up themselves because
but that's the thing.
Like,
that's
the desire to get these cards that
context
badly.
And what's the word I'm looking for? I'm sorry. Not initiative, but the reason why you're doing something. Intent. Exactly. Intent. Intent.
Intent.
Matters.
Intent.
And if you're just buying a Happy Meal as an adult with no children just because you want to have some of the cards for collecting, God free, you're my type of guy, or a guy or gal. You are me. Right? We're me.
Yeah, we're mad. Yeah, no, we're not mad at you.
Go, I don't even care about these Pokemon
stuff.
I'm just going to go there because I have money and I'm going to buy 2,000 of them and I'm just going to rank up the price online and I don't care because all I care about is making money. That is morally bankrupt. And yeah.
I completely agree. Yeah, that is messed up.
Now, example of where you wouldn't bring in the kids would be like, oh, this $100 like Lily figure is coming out.
Yeah.
But scalpers came and they took the whole thing.
Okay, what child wants a $100 Lily?
No, not they don't. That's why I said that's
exactly
an example where children aren't. That's exactly it. Children want these trading cards though because they want to enjoy Pokemon, just like us. Because I think this is a thought that I had, and it might not be true. Somebody might know way more than I do. But the thought that I had overall was the reason Pokemon card prices are so high or they're going up right now is because nostalgia plays a huge thing, right? And if we're going out and not letting these kids go get these cards because they also enjoy Pokemon, how are you building nostalgia in, like, the next generation? You're just going to end up killing the value of your own thing.
Hard disagree. They're building it through every, like, it's
no,
an
no,
empire.
Right, right.
You know, it's not just the TCG.
Yeah, but if they never get into the TCG, they're like...
you can 100%. Generate nostalgia not just from one area.
Yeah, but these guys are trying to sell the cards. They're trying to resell the cards. I'm not saying Pokemon as a whole. I'm talking about the trading card game and the value of the trading cards.
Well, let's put it this way. What would have happened? Let's put it this way. We all remember the toys in Burger King years ago when the Pokemon movie came out and the Squirtle that you put in the bathtub and it was squirt water and all those.
Those
and
toys
we
were
loved
the
those
jam.
Toys. So many fond memories of those toys. Exactly. Now imagine if
Dude,
you
I
would have
buy
never
those.
Gotten them. Because someone in your neighborhood decided, no, I'm going to buy all of them from all the Burger Kings and I'm going to sell them at ridiculous price. And your parents are like, yeah, naturally, we're not going to pay that amount for something. And then that memory, which you hold so dear about those toys, that Squirtle in your bathtub squirting water, it's gone forever. It's never existed because someone was so greedy that they prefer to not think about that, not think about what their effects could cost other people, and just go on and do whatever it takes just so they can make an extra buck. And that, for me, that is morally bankrupt.
I'm talking in 20 years having new customers that like also want these cards to try to sell them if you're trying to make a quote-unquote investment. You want those cards to have some kind of value. And
then
so if
no
people
value.
Don't have the nostalgia for that, the value goes down. That's my argument. That's what my thought was. Not that like we're destroying the youth or anything, like, and we're ruining their time. I'm thinking more in terms of how is this an investment if you don't have people who are going to want to buy it later.
But that's not remove moral morality out of it.
Well, that's there might thought. Be people who want to buy it anyway, just because it's got the Pokemon. Like,
but you have the supply
and
demand.
That's an established
thing.
Brand, right? Like, that. How long has Pokemon? 25 years now. Like, there's going to be in like a desire for it. It's
not everything old.
In.
There's a lot of things that have more
I
than
agree that there's
than.
Some level of that.
No. What we're talking about in that particular aspect does it. But in the case of what Thatch is saying, just to close out and we can move on, is that what feels the price of these items? If it's a Pokemon trading card, what feels that item's value that would last for 10, 20 years. I mean,
think about it. Is base set worth anything? Most cards are not. Most cards are not. And that's the oldest set.
But those are not. They have recently because of the whole
thing. Actually, those have gone up like crazy because of Logan
but
Paul.
But in the sense of, if it's not nostalgia, what that's just saying, how does these items from Pokemon that basically serve as no other purpose but entertainment, but those collectibles are based on nostalgia. No one collects,
Not necessarily. Would you can be a collector without having nostalgia.
What would you collect that you wouldn't be nostalgic about?
Like, I mean, like, when you're collecting something that's current, it doesn't
But you're collecting in the current because it will formate nostalgia in the future.
Like, if a TCG player, like, let's say you're a collector of TCG cards, right? Like,
no, I think you're missing a little bit of the point, though, in that argument. So the argument that, like, I agree with you that this is a thing that can happen. And right now, yes, the price can go up because people say, hey, I want this now. Yeah. The problem, I'm thinking 20 years down the road, right? Because people are going into Pokemon because they want to quote unquote invest in Pokemon. That's like a really big thing that's been happening on Verbank City, stuff like that. People want to quote unquote invest in Pokemon cards.
Well, that's a poor investment.
Yes, 1000%. Do not do that. Get a mutual fund. This has been financial advice with Thatch. 100%, just go get a mutual fund. It's the way to go. Or buy a house. I don't know. I mean, that's a lot more than Pokemon cards.
That's a riskier investment.
It's a bubble right now, I think. But that's a different discussion for a different day.
On buying a house as an investment. That's all I'm saying.
But yeah, the point is that like 20 years down the road, that's the point I'm trying to make. I don't care about right now. That's not what I'm trying to say with that argument. I was just thinking, if the thought, it's a random thought, and it's not meant to spark controversy or anything. It's just like, if the kids don't care about Pokemon because they're getting shut out of Pokemon and they want to like throw it away, right? I don't want to play with you anymore. What value does your investment have in 20 years? Will your investment maintain that value?
I find that disingenuous because the kids, like, because this one thing was scalped, like, that's going to prevent nostalgia from being there for it. I don't
see it's not just that one thing anymore, right? Because
what is it then, if it's not that one thing?
It's the entirety of the TCG. The entirety of the Pokemon TCG.
Yes, but, like, TCG is not being prevented from being accessible. Just
that's the definition of scalper problem.
Yes, it is, actually. There are plenty of stores. Yes. Yes, it's a huge problem right now. This is a huge problem right now. This has been a problem for like the past 9 months.
And how long do you expect it to? How long would you foresee it continuing to be a problem?
Until the pandemic's over.
Okay, that's not long enough to prevent like a generation from feeling nostalgia.
If you're a kid and you don't want to play anymore, like that happens pretty quickly.
Kids are fleeting anyway, and like
this accentuates that problem. That's what I'm starting to say, and. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't just be like, oh, kids will play anyway.
Regardless of this, scalping is still bad, right? Don't do it. Okay.
All right. We'll end it there. You guys can tell us how you feel about scalpers over at the email at pucklepodcast@gmail.com next week. On that note, we are going to take a break and we'll be right back with the topic.
Episode.
And welcome to the Pokemon of the episode. Our Pokemon of the episode this week is National Dex number 717, Yveltal, the Destruction Pokemon.
The Omega Ruby Dex entry says, when this legendary Pokemon wings and tail feathers spread wide and glow red, it absorbs the life force of living creatures.
Ooh, sounds like a Yveltal. Yveltal's Pokedex entries are actually awful. It only has two.
It's the same ones over and over.
Well, because it was never in a Pokedex again.
Yeah.
After X and Y. All right. So Yveltal is decent, actually, because he's obviously an Uber. I love that we get to talk about Ubers now, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's been so long since we've been able to talk about Ubers on Puckle.
Yep.
And so let me grab his base stats for everybody.
What I have to say is that I love the shiny version.
Yeah, it's got a good shiny.
Bacon Bird's good.
Bacon Bird, that's great.
So he's got a base 126 HP, which is actually pretty good.
That's very high.
This is a base 680 stat total, by the way, so like none of this is surprising to anybody. Should be surprising to anybody.
Right. But like of all the legendaries, its HP is up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Base 131 attack, which is insane. Base 95 defense, which is okay. Base 131 special attack, base 98 special defense, and base 99 speed, which puts it in a nice, funky, awkward speed tier. It's nice and awkward because base 100s can.
Don't you wish you could just take 1 point from attack and special attack and just put them both into speed?
So they do this on purpose. Like this, like I've noticed they do a lot of this to balance. Tier. It's because it makes it faster than something like Urshifu, but it's slower. It's slower than base 100s. So it's a nice awkward speed tier. I don't know how many things actually have a base 99 speed. I think it's like this and Xerneas.
Yeah.
So I mean. I'm curious, but we'll find out. So Yveltal, though, we have a Battle Stadium singles team for you guys to take. If you're in the UTC, you can use it, or you could just use it for funsies, because this meta is really fun and interesting because we get to talk about Ubers for once in our lives. I'm so excited. We haven't been able to do it, and I don't think we've talked about Ubers in years.
3 years, probably?
It's every 3 years on average.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even then, we don't talk about them as team and teams of the episode or anything. I would love for you to start this team off, Sublime, with this Yveltal.
Sure. Let's talk about Yveltal. We're going to run it with a Life Orb and a Timid Nature, and just doing a 252-252 special attack and speed. The last 4 points are going to go into attack, even though it's a Timid Nature, because Yveltal has the luxury of a Dark Aura boosted Sucker Punch.
Mm-hmm.
And with a Life Orb, even though it's reduced, you can still, like, it puts you in reach a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. But for the rest of the move pool, we're doing Dark Pulse, Oblivion Wing, and Heat Wave. You know, you got your stabs, and you've got Heat Wave for coverage, and we love a Life Orb with the Oblivion Wing.
Yes, we do.
So much healing.
So they shared their speed tier. I looked this up. I apologize for interrupting, but they do share their speed tier. Yveltal and Xerneas shared their speed tier with both Gorgeist and Genesect.
Oh, yeah, Genesect, yeah.
Genesect's a Pokemon, remember?
It is.
All right, but yeah, I digress.
Genesect got banned.
We all remember.
All right. So then we got Hippowdon for Sand, which is going to help out another Pokemon on the team we'll discuss later. But it's running a Citrus Berry and Sandstream. You got to have your Sandstream on your Hippowdon. Mm-hmm. Impish Nature. And here's the spread that it went with. It's 228 in HP, 212 in defense, and 68 in special defense. From what we were able to gather, the EVs, like, it's definitely involving Zacian somehow. We don't know if it takes a hit from it, or... I mean, it's running Earthquake, so that's also lovely, you know, for those. You've got your Stealth Rock, Yawn, and Whirlwind. So, very disruptive, very helpful.
Those two pair together really well, too, for Eternatus matchups. Eternatus is actually really big in Battle Stadium singles right now.
Yeah.
It's doing the work.
Hmm.
Because Dynamax Cannon's kind of stupid. I mean, all three legendaries that came out of Sword and Shield are really kind of stupid. And they're fun in this meta, too, because they can't Dynamax, for one. So you can't Dynamax Zacian, you can't Dynamax Eternatus, you can't Dynamax Zamazenta. Zamazenta's absolutely the worst one.
Yes. Decidedly.
It's not even close. It is absolutely the worst one, but you can crush like a ton of things, but these guys will crush any Eternatus that comes in because Eternatus can't touch a Hippowdon with just that HP and that bulk. It just can't kill it. And Hippowdon will just kill it in return with Earthquake.
Got that Earthquake, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And Yawn's always really good too, because if you can get a Yawn off and on the predict of Dynamax, it's really good. It works out really well, especially with the way sleep mechanics work this gen. Sleep mechanics are way better this gen than they've ever been, because it's like one turn of guaranteed sleep and then 50% chance the next turn, then 100% the turn after that. It's really nice and simple, and no 5 turns of sleep ever again.
Eighth times to charm.
Yep. Yeah, it only took a while to perfect it, right? All right. So next up we have Nihilego. It's holding a power because it's a Nihilego. And that's all Nihilego ever holds anymore. It's got Beast Boost, 4 HP, 76 defense, 172 special attack, 252 speed, mostly because you don't need all that special attack. You know, this might be to boost speed. No, you can't boost speed on Nihilego. What am I thinking? And so it's got Meteor Beam, Power Gem, which I think is a little odd and awkward. I guess if you want to use a rock move, that's not Meteor Beam after a while. In Battle Stadium singles, I don't feel great about it. It has Acid Spray, which is a really nice tech, and it's a good Poison-type move, and Substitute, so maybe you can get some more shenanigans off. But I mean, I'm a fan of Nihilego in this format. It does really well. It's a really strong contender, just because Meteor Beam gave it such a boost to be able to compete in Gen 8. Meteor Beam's real good. Mm-hmm. I recommend it. Dracovish is also here, because what would Gen 8 be without a Dracovish? Dracovish is holding a choice band. It's got Sand Rush, so it pairs up really nice with that Hippowdon to get some speed, because that's its hidden ability in Sand Rush. And it's 252 attack, 252 speed, Jolly Nature. Vicious Rend, Outrage, Rock Blast, Sleep Talk. The Sleep Talk is odd.
Mm-hmm.
That's really odd. I guess it's banded,
and it's got Vicious Rend. When are you not clicking Vicious Rend or Outrage, you know?
Yeah, I guess it's like four move slot syndrome or something.
I would rather have Sleep Talk as a tech in case you got slept.
Yeah, that's
the ban.
I agree with
a coverage
you, yes.
move because it's just going to use its main attacks.
Yes, I agree with you. Against Zacian, you typically bring this because Dracovish is just good against Zacian. it's just good. All right. We've got two more.
So
you're just going to take us home.
Let's take us home. So we got the good old Metagross with Assault Vest, its ability Clear Body, and the EV spread of 252 in HP, 252 in attack, and just 4 in special defense. Now you're going to pack him with the same Bullet Punch, Iron Head, that and Hammerhead arm that we've seen for a while, but also add an Ice Punch to the mix. What is the purpose of this Metagross? Someone?
It's to punch Xerneas in the face.
Xerneas? Okay. Because yeah. Speaking of Xerneas, we do have something for it, and that's Cinderace. That is your
no,
G-Max
Xerneas
Pokemon.
Is Metagross. You don't care. The Cinderace is for more Zacian.
for Zacian?
Yeah, because Zacian will die.
Well, it has the choice scarf with the ability Libero. Mm-hmm. Its EV spread of 248 attack and 252 speed with its adamant nature. It's going to have Power Ball, High Jump Kick, Double Edge, and U-Turn.
And you have to run Choice Scarf on Cinderace now.
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous because if you don't run Choice Scarf on Cinderace, it can't outspeed Zacian.
Gotcha.
Zacian's like ungodly fast. It's faster than Dragapult.
Damn.
It's scary fast. But yes, if you want to use this team, you can go ahead and grab the code off of the, what's that called? The Discord server as a rental code, or you can even grab the paste and throw it into Showdown. We're going to kick it on over, guys, to the mailbag after this segment.
It's mail time! Send in your emails!
And welcome to the mailbag. The mailbag, as always, is brought to you by the fictional energy drink Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Hooves.
I like that. That's ASMR.
Yeah.
Oh, man. They should give us a better brand deal. If you write a good email, we will send you we will give you the Green Tauros badge on the server, which on the Discord server. I should be specific about that. And it gives you access to the exclusive Green Tauros club. So you come and hang out with other Green Tauros recipients and talk about how your emails are better than everybody else's. It's the highest of clubs. This is the segment where we read your emails on the show. You can send them into PucklePodcast@gmail.com. Last week, we wanted to ask you guys if you had any what-ifs scenarios that you were thinking of in Pokemon to change the way the Pokemon franchise works or not. But let's go ahead and dive right on into these emails. Our first one this week is from, I already forgot their name.
Hexmaniac Christian.
That's it. Hey, there we go. Sublime, you've got this one.
Sure do. All right. Hello, Thatch, and whichever lovely co-hosts you have on this week. I would like to suggest a ROM hack for the community to play through. I'm sorry for answering a question that was just an idea earlier in last week's episode instead of the mailbag question, but the ROM hack topic got me very excited. The ROM hack is Pokemon Radical Red, based on Fire Red. Well, there you go. Thatch, I know you don't want to play through Kanto again, but please bear with me. Well, great opening pitch. Up until recently, I'd never found a ROM hack that felt true to vanilla Pokemon while adding enough to keep me interested. Radical Red is a difficulty hack, but unlike most other ROMs, it doesn't rely on cheap tricks such as giving bosses legendaries or pseudo-legendaries or Pokemon with perfect IVs or moves that you can't access. It does it in a number of other ways that are inspired by competitive play. Here are a few of the features. Every Pokemon up to the end of Gen 8, okay, current gen battle/team building mechanics, a variety of encounters, and the dex nav to manage them.
Ooh.
Slight buffs to some Pokemon, and nerfs to some OP ones, such as learn sets or some thematically appropriate type tweaks. An example is Electivire gets Iron Fist as a hidden ability, access to close combat, but has a small nerf to its base attack stat. Okay.
He's trying to pander to me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait till you get to the PS. Best of all, single-use items aren't consumed in trainer battles, meaning something like Focus Sash actually has a use in a storyline playthrough. Each gym leader has a more well-rounded, yet still on-theme team, that are bound to catch you off guard, as well as a soft level cap so you can't simply out-level other trainers. This leads to each storyline battle essentially being a puzzle you have to solve with your team and items you have available up to you at that point. I hope I have created enough excitement that you at least check out the main page for Radical Red and everything else it has to offer. Hopefully I haven't gone on too long. Hex Maniac Christian signing off. P.S. Here's a little bit of pandering to Thatch's curiosity.
Literally pandering.
Electivire is one of the Pokemon that gets tweaked. And then he keeps talking. Yeah, it repeats itself.
He already talked about it. Yeah. All right. So I have heard of Radical Red because Pokemon Challenges is playing. He's played it. And he absolutely recommends it if you want to, like, do a Nuzlocke of, like, a harder version of Pokemon, which is fine. That's not what I'm super into. If I really want to do a Nuzlocke or if we're going to do a ROM hack on the show, which I absolutely want to do, and we're going to talk about probably in the next 10 minutes at some point, or in 10 minutes, not in the next 10 minutes, but I want it to be something with a different story so that we can talk about the different story. If that makes sense? Is that just like, yeah. Oh, I played Pokemon Red, but harder.
Right.
Yeah.
And that, like, I don't want to do that, you know? It's not a very compelling topic. I'm not saying that this isn't a good game and it's not like a well-constructed ROM, because it absolutely is.
I have a problem, which I know it's not like, it's a problem with, and I've had it forever, it's with non-official things, when something comes up that it's not an official version of something that I like. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just, they've never, and this goes like to fanfics and stuff like that. It's just, if I'm following something for whatever reason, I need to see it to be like coming from the official version of it instead of playing around. And I know that it's dumb because you should explore around. I mean, totally go for those hack ROMs and enjoy them if you do. It's nothing wrong with them, but it's always something that I've had that I wish that I didn't have.
I mean, I have no problem playing with them. It's just the time.
Yeah.
Being an adult is hard. We don't have time.
Tell me about it.
All right. So we got another email. This one, I guess, is from Mega Metagross is what they call themselves.
Yes.
Jushira, you've got this one.
No, of course. And it says, Dear Thatch and co-host. Hi, Thatch and wonderful co-host. I'll just jump straight into the topic.
I want to stop you there. I want to point out that nobody says, hi, wonderful Thatch, ever. Okay? And I never get called
and
wonderful.
And he's catching on, people.
I'm just Thatch. I'm just Thatch. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
It's the wonderful silent.
This is a joke, by the way. I don't want people thinking I'm being a narcissist.
Too late. The memes are coming. I'll just jump straight into the topic. I could not imagine a world without my good old friend Missing No. Although Pokemon Red and Blue would still have been big without Missing No, the fact that Missing No exists is cool. It is pretty cool that Missing No exists. Also, randomly, Missing No is a flying type, which I've never understood since it doesn't even have arms and legs, let alone wings, or even any distinguishable eyes, mouth, ears, and head. Head, however, is debatable because does the thing on the top count as a head? Also, in the game, how does Missing No use Sky Attack? Like, when Skarmory or that kind of Pokemon uses Sky Attack, it points the beak to the opposing Pokemon, which is logical, but that would be like it looked like a Missing No use Sky Attack. Oh, well, they look like if it be a Missing No doing a Sky Attack. Anyway, thank you for listening to my rambling. Signing off, like midnight in the UK, Mega Metagross. Well, I think the answer of why it's so weird is because it's a glitch.
Yeah, it's not supposed to make sense.
Man, yeah. Oh, man. I don't know if I've told you about this, but I've seen these. There's like this thing that Orange and I like to make fun of that pops up on Twitter every once in a while. And it's always like demands for the Pokemon franchise to like make the best Pokemon thing ever. Yeah. And they're just like, make, and like one of the, it's like a list of like 13 demands or something like that. And one of them is just like, one of them's like end exit, which, yeah, of course we all agree with. And, but like, then there's, then there, it gets like, it just gets like super absurd after a while. One of them's like, make Missing No an actual Pokemon. And it's like, no, that's stop. A demand.
No.
Stop. Also, it's not a flying type. It's not a flying type, actually, in the game. It's actually, it's got an issue where it's, you, it's got some old data in it that it grabs, and so it's actually called a bird type.
A bird type, yeah.
Bird types are not flying types. Just throwing it out
Seth.
There.
Oh, Seth would love a bird type. That's a shout-out for Seth. He knows. He knows he loves birds.
Yep. But yeah, I'm just saying, it's not a flying type. It's a bird type. There's a difference. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't need to exist.
Right.
All right. All right. Our last one is from Ellis. Hello, Puckle Crew. Not related to the topic, but I thought this would be fun to share. My neighbor's daughter has taken an interest in Pokemon like only a child can. She doesn't care about catching them all or collecting gym badges, but just having fun and catching Pokemon that she thinks looks cool. I think some people do that that are adults. I mean, I could think of like a few people that just have like Sylveon only collections or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I took a step back while lettering her look at what Pokemon I had that she would like, and realized that sometimes I just need to take a step back and look at Pokemon through the eyes of a child. Thanks for reading, Ellis. You're welcome, Ellis. We read it.
I kind of want to give it to Ellis because they said thanks for reading.
Yeah. Thanks for reading. They thanked us for reading the email.
They thanked us for reading it. That's so nice.
You know what? That's true. I think it's better than the Missing No rant. You know what? Let's do it. Ellis, you can have the Green Tauros badge.
Congratulations.
Thanks for thanking us for reading.
Thank you. Thank you for thanking us. We love you.
Yes.
All right. Send an email next week letting us know what you think of scalping in the TCG, and if you think it's reasonable to buy 13 Happy Meals at once.
What if you have 13 children? Look at, like, if,
you know what? That's
people.
Fine. That's perfectly fine. My favorite one was Coil in Discord this week. Like, took a picture of like four of them in his passenger seat, and he's, because he has four kids, and so I was just like, yeah, that's perfectly reasonable. You have four kids. Go take them home, give them to him. I said, but you do need to film your kids opening the packs, but also make it a pack battle, and that way one of the kids cries, and you'll probably make a lot of money on YouTube that way. That's how it works. So. Don't actually do that. Don't actually do that. Don't force your kids to be on YouTube, please. It's literally the most awkward thing in the entire world.
That needs to be legislated.
Right?
We're getting to a point.
No, a little bit, right? All right, but this is a good place to stop. If you want to keep up with us throughout the week, check us out on Discord. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr. You can also check us out on YouTube over at youtube.com/pucklepodcast, where we've got the Pokemon the episode content. We just finished off the Fire Red Nuzlocke finally. I got Bo to do the final episode, which was really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, he did all the voices for the whole thing.
Awesome.
It was really great. And so that was a really cool experience, and I think everybody should check it out if they get a chance. You should also go over to our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepokopodcast and watch me. I guess we're going to start some kind of new Nuzlocke this week because we lost our ex-Nuzlocke. Turns out Super Luck Absol is really, really scary. It's a 50% chance to crit. It's nutsos.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely nuts. So we're going to try to find something else to Nuzlocke this week. So come on over to twitch.tv/thepokopodcast to check that out. Also, if you want to support the show, you can drop a Twitch Prime subscription, or you could just go over to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast, where we're going to start giving out Shiny Jirachi and Shiny Sceptile this week to the $5 and $10 patrons, irrespectively, because I got it backwards. But go ahead and support us if you feel like it. If you don't worry about it. We really appreciate anything that you guys do, even if it's just listening to the show.
Even if it's just saying thank you for reading.
On that note, I have been Trainer Thatch.
Some say I've been Shiro.
We'll see if I'm still alive in a week.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time.
It's closing time in Lavender Town. catch you on the flip
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.